Kansaland Radio.
And welcome to Clyde, Kansas, Bill Bouchard Gymnasium. Lipton Clyde High School to site for this 1A Division I girls sub-state final. You just got done listening to Hanover as they knocked off and held off an epic Axel Lady Eagle comeback just a moment ago. Credit Profit had that out in Wakefield. Our earlier game was the Troy Trojans falling to the Wabunsee Chargers 47-37, and we're setting it up for Clifton Clyde and Centralia. Take two of this season. Winner goes to the state tournament. It's the defending 1A D1 girls state champions, the Centralia Panthers, taking on Clifton Clyde, who has not beaten Centralia since 2024, back on February the 16th of that season. Well, we're going to step aside for our pregame two-minute timeout. Starters and the opening tip-off coming up next here on the local sports authority, FM 92.1 KMZA.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
And back here at Clyde, Kansas, Bill Bouchard Gymnasium. Jake and Boz with you here at Clifton Clyde High School. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. Again, as mentioned, Hanover defeated Axel. You just heard that here on 92.1 KMZA. And the girls 1A Division II sub-state final out in Wakefield, 43-35. Our earlier game here was Wabunsee defeating Troy, 47-37. But it's time for Centralia versus Clifton Clyde, a matchup of foes that know each other so well, Boz. And this two teams, really, that whichever one comes out of this contest is going to have a really good chance to make a deep push next week at state.
Yeah, you know, these are two really good teams. We've obviously kind of paid attention a little more to Centralia being closer to our area, but these two teams are going to get after it tonight. As you said, a rematch of last year's sub-state final where Centralia got the victory. Sub-state final last year, Centralia 54-43. That was, ironically enough, hosted in Centralia. This year, hosted in Clifton Clyde. Your starters, starting with the visitors here on the scoreboard, is the home team here for their facility. Clifton Clyde, the visitors today, in their road, red on red uniforms with the white footballs and red tinted navy. Starting 5'6" senior Sevy Wirtz, averaging 27.7 rebounds a game. 5'10" freshman Ellie Wirtz, 5 points, 4 boards. She wears 23. Eden Close, 5'11" sophomore, 4 points per contest. She wears 24. Talon Baker, a 5'7" senior, she averages 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. She wears number 25. And then 5'11" sophomore Paige Joy, she's rounds out the starting 5-4. Clifton Clyde, 10 points, 5 boards a game. For the Panthers, it'll be Hayden Kramer, a 5'7" junior. Also for Centralia, it'll be Cora Thompson, a 5'7" senior for Centralia. Also Keelan Rempe, a 5'6" junior. Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp, the Twin Towers, 6 foot each juniors for this Centralia Panther team. Again, for the Panthers, it's Kramer, Thompson, Rempe, Gibbs and Haverkamp. For the Eagles, it's Wirtz, Wirtz, Close, Baker, and Joy. Head coach Tyron Wirtz. For Clifton Clyde, Dusty Thompson mans the Centralia Lady Panthers.
Panthers ranked third in Class 1A Division 1 and number 2 in the state tournament with 35. Big keys for this game.
Well, I think if you're Centralia, you've got to take advantage of your size. You've got to pound the ball into the post, get paint touches. If Clifton Clyde collapses on the post, look for kick-out threes. We talk about Hayden Kramer, Cora Thompson, Keila Rempe, all girls that can shoot well from behind the arc. So attack the rim, pound the ball inside, inside-out basketball is going to be successful for Centralia. Kramer averages 11 points, 4 boards. Cora Thompson, 3-3. Rempe, 6 points a game. And the Twin Towers, 13 and 14 points respectively for Gibbs and Haberkamp, each averaging 10 boards per game. In the center circle, it's going to be Taylor Gibbs jumping it up against Paige Joy. And the tip is 1, 5 and Eagles. They move right to left across their dial. Quickly down low, it goes to Ellie Wirtz, her turnaround J. No, rebound, looks down by Gibbs for the Panthers. Moving left to right across their dial on their home white uniforms with the numerals and lettering of black, trimmed in orange. Inside Haberkamp, now out to Kramer. Hayden dribbles to the right hand, flashing at the high post with Haberkamp, but Gibbs gets it on the short baseline. Her shot missed. Rebound topped around. It'll be out of bounds to Centralia.
Yeah, great job offensively. Good look at shot here from the corner. Didn't fall. Oh, it's crazy to me to think about these teams early and nerves and how sped up things can go.
Centralia triggers it in. It's Haberkamp to fire a deep left elbow shot. Missed. Rebound Gibbs. Now Rempe should fire left wing three. That's off the mark. Nice side rebound by Cora Thompson for the Panthers. Now Gibbs swings it to Rempe on the left wing. Zone defense here by Clifton Clyde to start this ball game out. Kramer resets the offense between the rings. Left wing, Rempe down low. Haberkamp now kicked out. Front side to Kramer. Her back shot is good. And the scoring started by Hayden Kramer. We talked about inside-out basketball. The ball went inside to Haberkamp, kicked it right back out. Defense closes out hard. Kramer able to dribble past that to the free throw line for the floater. Debbie Wirtz, she started right now by Hayden Kramer. Trap comes, gets it off now left wing to Talon Baker. Back to Wirtz, in the lane, her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer for the Panthers. Debbie Wirtz benches averages 27 points a game. Kramer to the front court, right wing now to Rempe. Skips it left wing now to Hayden Kramer. Head fakes on a three. Haber can't post enough down low against Ellie Wirtz. Skips it near side, Keelan Rempe. Right wing three on the way. Looks good, and it is good. Ring it up for Keelan Rempe. She's got three. Panthers lead is 5-0. 6:24 to go in quarter number one.
Rempe has some time to get her feet set. Think about that one. It was pure from as soon as she released it.
6:15 now. Clock moving. Here's Wirtz. Sevi give and go with her sister Ellie. This ball passed to the air, taken away. Turnover on Clifton Clyde. Here come the Panthers. No look past the Gibbs. Her layup is good. Timeout. Kyron Wirtz and Clifton Clyde. It's a 7-0 run to begin this game by the Panthers. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep this one here. 7-0 Centralia leading Clifton Clyde. A great run-out opportunity. Nice find from Hayden Kramer for the trailer in favor of Gibbs.
Boy, Centralia's got a ton of energy right now. They've scratched the boards. They got three offensive rebounds already. Playing great defense.
7-0 your score. Jacob Boz with you here in Clyde, Kansas, as we've got Centralia Panthers taking on the Clifton Clyde Eagles here on FM 92.1 KMZA. What a day for basketball, my man. We have 8 different games being broadcasted across all of our networks here today. Out of the Kyron Wirtz timeout, there'll be basketball for the Eagles in the backcourt. Full court pressure being applied here by the Panthers. Sebby Wirtz breaks pressure across the timeline, moving right to left, trying to get by Hayden Kramer. Nice job by Kramer to stop that baseline drive. Now she's tied up, is Wirtz. Keelan Rempe helped on that. Now back to Sebby. Drives baseline. Shot up. No, but she's fouled and it goes to the line for two. And Tava Gibbs came over. It was a little bit late help. Tava went up for the block. And Tava's just got to get her arms straight up in the air and make the offensive player shoot all the way over. Sebby Wirtz, her free throw rattles home. First points of the day for Sebby Wirtz. 84% foul shooter on the season for the senior. Second one is true as well. 7-2, Centralia with the lead here. 5:44 to go here in this first quarter. Staying in a zone here defensively. Left skips over to Hayden Kramer. That was a set play against the 2-3 zone. Kramer's a point guard. She makes one pass to the wing and then gets a back screen from Tava Gibbs. She screened the backside of the zone. Skip pass over the top to Kramer. She's wide open. 10-2, Centralia with the lead. Down low, Illyworth, now back out to Sevi, picks it up off the deck. 5 minutes to go, here's Sevi, drives into the lane, floater, bounces home with the self-cut. Sevi works all 4 points here for the Eagles, it's 10-4 Panthers.
Yeah, Sevi works, the leading scorer in the state, all classifications, well over 27 points a game.
There's a left wing long two there by Tava Gibbs. She's got four, and the lead extends back up to eight. It's 12-4 Panthers. Wirtz steps into a deep straightaway three. That's short. Rebound fought for, and coming away with a score of Thompson. Panthers on the prowl here, leading by eight. 4.5 to go in quarter number one. Kramer slows things down here into the front court. Rempe wide open. Left corner three on the way. Wing it up! That was another set play. They started Rempe on the right wing. Ran her along the baseline. They screened the backside of the zone again. Instead of throwing it to the wing, screening the top of the zone, they screened the bottom of the zone, and Rempe was wide open. They answers for Clifton Clyde with the left wing three. Shootout going on right now. This capacity crowd is as loud as I'm sure you guys can tell at home, but it's loud in this gymnasium. Bill Bouchard gym. Here come the Panthers in the lane. Hayden Kramer is taking over right now. So Hayden Kramer knocked down a three just a second ago, so the defense has to strongly close out. She gave a little head fake, drove the lane, nice little pull-up jumper.
17-7, 3:36 to go, quarter number one. Panthers have led the entirety of this game thus far. Top of the key, Callan Baker. Now to Sevi Wirtz, looking to get a screen from Ellie. Shakes it off, now even close. Now left wing it goes, Ellie Wirtz. Flashing pace score on the left block. Turnaround jumper off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Josie Haberkamp for the Panthers, and they clear. Yes. Up the floor, Rempe. Left wing. Trailers. Hayden Kramer back to Rempe. Wide open. Left wing three on the way. Too strong. Rebound ripped down backside by Sevi Wirtz. That was a heat check three there from Keelan.
Yes, it was.
4-4 pressers. Rempe gets the steal. Turnover on Clifton Clyde. Here's Kramer. Step through is good.
That's where Centralia is so good. They're just relentless. Even when off of a missed basket, when Clifton Clyde thinks they have the possession free, they still come up with a steal.
Sevi Wirtz just pulls up at the top of the key and buries a three. 19-10, and we got a timeout, Centralia. 30-second break. Let's take it with them. Sending it back to Chris Jones back in the studio. 2:36 to go in the first. It's 19-10, Centralia here on the FM 92.1, KMCA Seneca.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Clyde, Kansas, the Cypher Class 1A Division I Girls Sub-State Finals. Jacob Oz with you, hanging out here, and it's a great environment, great facility, and we got a great ball game right now. Centralia leading Clifton Clyde 19-10. Kirk coming back in the studio. Jacob Oz with you. Centralia out of the timeout, up by nine, 19-10. A little defensive change by Clifton Clyde. Hayden Kramer, bring it up again, her second triple, and just like that, Kramer Bonds has 12 of the 22 Panther points.
I was going to say Clifton Clyde came out of the timeout in a 1-2-2 zone.
Centralia just moved it around the perimeter a couple times, and Kramer was left wide open.
Melina Becker in for the first time. She replaces Cora Thompson. Here's a shot in the lane by Paige Foy that goes through. She's got five. Both these teams just putting on a clinic here early, but especially the Panthers from the outside.
Tons of offense.
Close turnover over here on Centralia. Taken away by Sevi Wirtz. Gets it into the front court. Sevi with the right-handed dribble. She's guarded tightly here by Melina Becker. On the right wing now it goes to Callan Baker. Top of the key, Paige Joy. She'll fire a three. On the way, bounces off the foot, rim and through. Paige Joy with eight. Clifton Clyde back within 7. It's 22-15.
Saw that yesterday with K-State in the Big 12 tournament.
Right.
A long three right off the front of the rim. Bounces straight up in the air and down through.
Down low. Pass to Josie Haberkamp. Loose on the deck. A foul will be called here on Clifton Clyde. Tying up underneath the basket. That was Callen Baker and Josie Haberkamp. Baker will pick up the personal, her first. Cora Thompson into the game again for Centralia. And in for the first time will be Maya Tanking. We called her the defensive specialist for the Panthers when we saw them earlier this season against Hanover. Wide open, Milena Becker. Underneath the basket, that was a baseline out of bounds set. And wide open to the lane, Milena Becker with an easy two.
Yeah, everything going Centralia's way right now just as far as getting open shots.
24-15, Panthers with the lead. Here's Wirth into the lane. A lot of contact and a jump ball position to the Panthers. Turnover on Clifton Clyde. How many turnovers they have in the game now, Bugs?
They've got three.
They average just 13 turnovers a game as a team. This is a Clifton Clyde team that allows just 40 points a game. They pride themselves on defense. 18-8 on the season. But this Panther team coming out shooting hot so far. 4-3 so far in this game. Down low to Becker. Turn around, Jay in the lane, off the window is good. Melina Becker making her presence felt early when she gets into this contest.
And that's the thing right now. I talked about Centralia taking advantage of their size. That's only a couple times now they've gone directly into the post, but I think they can have success if they keep doing that.
Paige Doyle on the left wing, extended man-to-man pressure now here by Centralia. Here's a pass taken away by Banking, knocked out of bounds, right to her hand. That's a favorite ball, still free, and it's a jump ball possession. Goes to Clifton Clyde. Great hustle there. We talked about her just a second ago. The defensive specialist at Maya Tanking.
Maya Tanking, she gives you a spark off the bench. No question about it. She's undersized, but she plays with a ton of tenacity. Really had a heads-up play on the sideline there. The ball got tipped. She went after it. Clifton Clyde player kind of threw it back at her. She was able to stay in bounds. Then it was just a sequence of hot potato there for a second.
Final 15 seconds of the first quarter. 26-15 Centralia. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. Sevy works, guarded by Becker. Goes to the left wing. Now he dribbles it back out between the rings. Now 6 seconds to go in the frame. Here comes a screen from Paige Joy. Right wing, dumps it down to Joy. 2 seconds, her shot. Blocked by Peyton Kramer, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. A monstrous shooting performance by the Panthers. After one quarter of play, it's Centralia 26. Clifton Clyde 15, back after this timeout. On 92.1 FM, KMCA, Seneca.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the quarter timeout, here's a quick entry down to Josie Haberkamp. First shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Clifton Clyde. Here comes Sevy Wirth, moving right to left across your radio dial. Take a boss with you. Kirk Tillman back in studio. Centralia, Clifton Clyde. Panthers leading 26-15, just started the second quarter. Down low, the pass from Sevy Wirth taken away by Haberkamp. Turnover on the Eagles, number four, and the Panthers quickly up the floor. Becker trying to find Maya Tanking in the corner. We'll reset your lineups here as they begin this second quarter, 26-15. For the Panthers, it's Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, Keelan Rempe. Maya Tanking was on the floor a moment ago, but just gets subbed out here. Milena Becker also on the floor for the Panthers. For the Eagles, it's the same starting five. But they just bring in Taylor Robbins. So it's Robbins, Pace, Joy, Callen Baker, Kelly Wirtz, and Sevy Wirtz. Here's Wirtz going to the far corner to Taylor Robbins. Now top of the key, Callen Baker. Baker with a right-handed dribble gets it off to Sevy Wirtz between the rings. 7 minutes to go here in this first half. 26-15. Centralia with the lead. Down low, Joy. But Timberland's jumper swatted away by Josie Haverkamp. Now Kramer, Hayden into the front court. Left wing, top of the key to Gibbs. Swings it right corner now to Keelan Rempe. Skips it to the far corner, and Hayden Kramer head fakes on a three, drives the lane, shoots it from 15, too strong. Gibbs there with the backside rebound. Tava, her pass taken away. Great effort there by Phoenix Burnett. And then she tries to throw it to work, throws it off the backboard, and able to finally get it to Callum Baker. Crazy sequence right there. Still in the backcourt. Now Wirtz breaks the timeline. As frantic as this first minute and a half spent, people kind of forgot you were here, Bob. Yeah, just keep talking. Top of the key, it's Callum Baker. Man-to-man here early on by Centralia has been pretty efficient. Nice entry down low to Paige Joy. Good shot, cannot fall. Centralia, they last couple possessions, took the five. They've been able to get the ball inside, and they just haven't been able to convert. Even Rempe on the right wing. Here's a high post splash from Haverkamper. Turnaround J.F. Butter. Her first basket of the game for Josie. Part of the Twin Tower is Haverkamp and Gibbs. Then the lead out of 13. It's 28-15. 5:40 to go here, and we got a timeout for Clifton Clyde. It's a full. We'll take it with them. 5:39 to go in the opening half. It's 28-15 Centralia, leading Clifton Clyde in this girls 1A Division I. Substate final here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here at Bill Bichard Gymnasium out of the Kyron Wirtz timeout. Clifton Clyde with the basketball down by 13 to Centralia. Here with 5:35 to go in the opening half. Jacob Oz with you. Kurt Kilman back in the studio. Clifton Clyde with the basketball. Oh, it's top of the key right now with Callum Baker. How about the student section from Centralia tonight, Oz?
Oh, yeah.
A little Irish theme. I love it.
Yep.
As a St. Paddy's Day guy myself, you know, it's good to see people recognizing that holiday. Sammy works with the dribble between the rings, guarded tightly here by Melena Becker. 5:10 to go here. Again, no shot clock here in this sub-state final. No postseason shot clock this year. Entry down low. Kelly Rose for Keaton Close. And Close with her first basket of the game. 28-17 now. Panthers lead is 11. Skips it to the near corner. It's Melena Becker. Top of the key. Rempe now left wing. Kramer. Hayden. Nice blow by it down the baseline. Count it and the foul. But Hayden Kramer is so good right now. She knocked down a couple shots early from the perimeter. So now the defense, you're on the hook a little bit. You've got to close out hard and fast. Now Hayden Kramer's like, I got you. I can do a little shot fake and get to the rim. 70% foul shooter misses, but Haverkamp gets the rebound. Her putback, no, but she's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two. Kramer, by the way, 12 points here in this first half so far. Josie Haverkamp, just a little dipsy-doo there, Boz, on the rebound. Able to get that.
Oh, yeah.
74% on the season is Haverkamp. Makes the first. She's got three. Cora Thompson will check in for Keelan Rempe. And, you know, Coach Dusty Thompson going seven deep on the bench early. Coach Kyron Wirtz does the same thing, going seven deep. Second toss here from Haverkamp off the back heel and spins in and out. Got a foul here by Tava Gibbs trying to get that rebound. Just her first foul. Team's first as well. I love the way Tava Gibbs plays. Like that right there, there's no chance she was going to get that rebound. Sometimes coaches would be upset and say, "Don't, that's a dumb foul. You're not going to get it." But you can't pull the reins back on Tava Gibbs.
No,
She goes 100 miles an hour, 100% all the time. And that's actually her second best, so I beg your pardon. So she will go to the bench, Cora Thompson back in. Melena Becker with Rempe, Kramer, Haberkamp, and Thompson on the floor for the Panthers. Entry pass nearly taken away by Haberkamp. Off of the hands, no one throws, and a turnover on Clifton Clyde. With 4:24 to go in the half. Centralia being, Clifton Clyde being very deliberate offensively. They're trying to get the ball to the wing. They run a post-to-post, block-to-block screen. That's what they scored on their last possession. That time they tried to do the same thing, just turned it over. Top of the key, Kramer, Hayden, D3 straight away off the back heel. No, Haberkamp rebound, putback is good. That is 6 offensive rebounds for Centralia here in the first half. Josie Haberkamp doing the dirty work for the Panthers. The lead is 16, 3:55 to go in this first half. And an offensive foul on Ellie Wirtz, a moving screen. Turnover on Clifton Clyde. Again, they average just 13 turnovers a game. They've got 6 here in the first quarter and a half. 3:50 to go in the half. Here's Kramer in the front court. Now Rempe on the left wing. Top of the key, Kramer. Tries to find Becker underneath, and a jump ball possession will go to Clifton Clyde. And the Eagle faithful goes surrounded by one of a whistle for a foul. Clifton Clyde not happy on the foul. I thought it was kind of a jump ball. Both players going after it. They both fell down. I don't know if there was one advantage one way or the other, but Clifton Clyde gets the turnover. Turnover on the Panthers here in this ballgame. 3:42 to go in the second. 33-17. Panthers have never trailed in this game. Largest lead of the game was 16 just a moment ago. Sylvie Wirtz haven't said her name for quite some time. Guarded here by Melena Becker. Gives it off right wing to Eden Close. Now top of the key, Jayla Robbins. Left wing it goes to Callen Baker. Trying to get Ellie down low, and it's taken away. Great defense there by Cora Thompson. Turnover number 7 now on Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde just running that. It's just a base offense. Pass to the wing, screen away. Pass to the point, screen down. They're really trying to get the ball inside to the paint. Skip pass. Keelan Rempe left wing. Entry down low to Josie Haberkamp. There'll be a turnover on the Panthers. Back-to-back possessions. Good job that time. Paige Joy fronting Haberkamp. Frustrating the 6-foot junior. .255 to go here in this first half. Joy into the lane, elevates her shot. It's good. Boy, nice looking shot that time from Joy. She attacked hard with the left-hand dribble. Just 2 dribbles to the elbow, elevates and shoots it over Josie Haberkamp. Into the lane, Hayden Kramer, nice step through. Off the window, it's true. She's got 14 to lead the way for the Panthers, who lead by 16. Kramer, when she gets downhill like that, she's tough to stop. Really good at finishing at the rim. Oh, by the way, did we mention this is the Class 1A Division 1 defending state champs? Entry down low to Ellie Wirtz, deflected out of bounds. It stays Clifton Clyde basketball. Yeah, they lost a pretty stout name from that championship team a season ago in Owen Dieters, freshman at Benedictine right now. And these Panther team, though, want to make it back to a state tournament once again. Maya tanking into the game for the second time. She's defending against Jayla Robbins. Now here's Sevi Wirtz, guarded by Hayden Kramer. Here comes a trap with tanking, and a foul will be called here. Sevi Wirtz looking frustrated on the floor right now, Boz. Yeah, she is pretty frustrated. When she gets the ball, anytime she puts it on the floor, if she's below the free throw line, Centralia's running a trap at her. That time she got stuck, tried to step through the trap, and got the foul call. Foul on Maya tanking, her first. Eagles trigger it in. It's Sevi Wirtz. Trap comes again. Gives it off to Robbins on the right wing. Top of the key now. Goes to Baker. Into the near corner. Head faking on a 3 is Phoenix Burnett. Back out to Robbins on the right wing. High post flash from Joy. Into the corner. Burnett now back up top. Sevi Wirtz hasn't touched it for one time on this possession. 1:45 to go in the half. 35-19. Panthers with the lead. Here's Joy. Right lane line. Elevates. Shot off the window. No. Rebound ripped down by Haberkamp for the Panthers. Really good defensive possession by Centralia that time. Just didn't let anybody to break them down off the dribble. The same 2-3 zone from Clifton Clyde.
Minute 20 to go here in this half. Here's Haverkamp. Turnaround jumper from the right elbow is good. Josie now in this ball game. Bosch, she's got 7, and she's beaten up for Centralia. Here's Wirtz. Straightaway 3 in rhythm. No. Rebound fought for. Haverkamp has it momentarily. Jump ball. Possession will go to the Panthers. You know, typically against a 2-3 zone, it's a little bit more difficult to get the ball into the high post because the backside top of the zone will rotate over, sometimes deny that pass or just sit behind it. But Josie Haverkamp, she's knocked down 2 jumpers. They're leaving the middle of that zone wide open. Into the front court now. Here's Haverkamp from the right block off the window. No. Rebound ripped down. Sevy Wirtz for the Eagles. Under a minute to go in the first half. 37-19 Panthers. Here's Wirtz. Right lane line drive. Down to the baseline. Floats it up and through. Oh, really good finish. I mentioned Hayden Kramer. Good at the rim. So is Sevy Wirtz. Kramer now with the dribble for the Panthers. Up by 16. Final 37 seconds of the first half. And we've got a foul here on Clifton Clyde. And it's going to go against Callen Baker. She was battling for position down low with Cora Thompson. That's going to be the second on Baker. This Clifton Clyde team, senior heavy, Boz, with Robbins, Burnett, Wirtz, Sevy, and Baker. Gibbs back into the game. She's got those 2 fouls. Final 30 seconds of the first half. It's Gibbs tanking. Rempe, Kramer, and Melena Becker. Right wing, Rempe head fakes on a 3. Now they continue to run offense. 22 seconds to go. Maya tanking. A left wing 3 on the way. Off the back iron, no. Offensive rebound, though, to Melena Becker. Left wing it goes. Tanking. 10 seconds to go in the half. Now Rempe top of the key. Kramer deep. Right wing 3. It's good. Hayden Kramer is unconscious. And Clyde. Aheem at the buzzer. Off the rim, no. We've reached halftime. Centralia, 40. Clifton Clyde, 21. We're back after this timeout with halftime here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I enjoy educating our patients on how to eat well, move well, and think well. But what I love the most about my job is consulting with patients, discussing their health goals, and watching them make helpful lifestyle changes to improve their health. Our teamwork approach is very effective, and seeing our patients restore their health is the most rewarding part of my job. Our consultations are always free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started on your wellness journey today.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Clyde, Kansas, Bill Bouchard Gymnasium. Clifton Clyde High School assigned for Class 1A Division 1 Girls Substate Finals. Jacob Boss with you, Kirk Kilman back in the studio. Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. What a dominant first half. Really dominating first quarter and then extended into the second for the Centralia Panthers. Listen, they come in at 21-3, the 2 seed in this sub-state, number 3-ranked team in the entire state, and they look like they are just all gas, no brakes right now, Boss.
Yeah, they are. We haven't seen Centralia play for a while, but I'm going to venture a guess that they've had some success, and they're pretty confident.
For sure.
I mean, this is a team that is hasn't lost a bunch of games all season. They've been playing good basketball, but right now I feel like you see their demeanor, their body language, they're supremely confident on the defensive end as well as the offensive end.
No doubt about it. They average 57 points a game. They got 40 here at halftime. It's 40-21 Centralia here at the break right now. A little bit of history here on the Centralia Panther team. Again, you got to look back at the last 5-6 years for this Panther program. Last year, they won it all against Little River, 50-43. 2 years ago, they took third. 3 years ago, they took runner-up. 5 years ago, they lost to this Clifton Clyde team in the sub-state final. And 6 years ago, they were part of that Forever Four COVID 2020 season where they had that epic comeback in the first round as you and I were broadcasting. Kirk Kilman was back in the studio for it. Man, it was a heck of a comeback that, you know, again, what could have happened, we will never, ever know. But this is a Panther team, Boz, that when postseason time comes, Coach Thompson's got his girls ready to roll.
He does. I mean, they've been very, very efficient offensively. They're getting good, clean looks with the basket. You've never felt throughout this game like there was any sort of panic or struggle. They're just really confident right now, really efficient offensively.
This is the team right now led in scoring in this game. Hayden Kramer, 19 points in the first half. She averages 11 a game. 3 triples in that first half for Hayden. She leads all scorers with 19. Goes 7 now for Josie Haverkamp, 6 for Keelan Rempe on a pair of threes, and then 4 for each Tava Gibbs and Melena Becker. Clifton Clyde led by Paige Joy, 10 points in that first half, including 2 triples, 9 for Sevi Wirtz, and then just 2 for Eden Close. Clifton Clyde only 6 points in the second quarter. Other statistics, Boz, that you kept in half number one.
Yeah, we talked about how efficient Centralia was. They were 17 of 23 from the field.
Yeah.
74% in the first half.
It's impressive.
They were 5 of 8 from beyond the arc, 12 of 15 inside the arc. They were 12 of 15 in two-point range, 80%. Then they were a whopping 62% beyond three-point line.
Is that good?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty solid.
And it's not like Clifton Clyde's been playing bad. They were 38% from two-point range, 60% from three. They shot 44% in the first half. They were 8 of 18 from the field. So they're not playing bad. Here's the difference. I think a big piece of this, they've got 7 turnovers in the first half.
Yeah.
A little uncharacteristic for them. But second chance opportunities for Centralia. They've got 12 boards, 6 of those offensive.
That's impressive.
6 defensive. They out-rebounded Clifton Clyde 12-3.
That's impressive. What?
There wasn't a lot of defensive rebound opportunities for this. They were making so many passes.
They're making all the shots. Centralia just coming back onto the floor right now. 3 minutes to go in the Highland Community College halftime report. We'll step aside for one final timeout. Second half action on the way. One of these teams will punch their ticket to state. Who will it be? Will it be Centralia, who has dominated Clifton Clyde the last couple of seasons? Or will Clifton Clyde get the revenge they're seeking for? It's 40-21. Centralia leading by 19 at the break after this timeout. Second half action here from Clyde on 92.1 KMCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Every day, they heal, comfort, and give their all. But this month, on March 30th, we celebrate Doctors' Day. It's a time to honor the dedication, compassion, and tireless work of our providers. From saving lives to offering a listening ear, they are the heart of healthcare. Join us in saying thank you to our hometown heroes for their commitment to keeping us healthy. Happy Doctors' Day. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, Seneca Family Practice, people you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And out here in Clyde, Kansas, the site for Class 1A Division 1 Girls Sub-State Finals. It's the host site team, Clifton Clyde. They're the road team on the scoreboard, playing against the Centralia Panthers at halftime. Centralia, a dominant first half, 40-21. Your score, Boz, keys for the second half. Centralia trying to get back to state.
Well, Centralia, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing. They're going to keep playing with a ton of confidence offensively. I like what they were doing, though. They were able to get the ball inside. One of the pregame keys we talked about, inside-out paint touches. That's what freed up a lot of the open threes early in this ballgame.
Clifton Clyde begins with the basketball to start the third quarter. It's Wirtz with Baker, close. Ellie Wirtz with Paige Joy. Here's a step-back three. Missed off the back heel by Callan Baker. Rebound for the Panthers. For Centralia, it'll be the Twin Towers and Dave McKibbs, Josie Haberkamp, also Cora Thompson, Keelan Rempe, and run of the point. 19 points in the first half for Miss Hayden Kramer. Top of the key. Kramer trying to keep her hot streak continuing. This one off the rim, no, but rebound for Josie Haberkamp. She'll fire a corner three. That's too strong. Rebound backside by Sevi Wirtz. Centralia in the full court now. Josie Haberkamp forces a turnover. What hustle by Josie Haberkamp. Check that. Dave Gibbs.
Yeah. Dave Gibbs. She just has a motor that doesn't slow down. Most everybody had already turned to run back defensively for Centralia, and Dave kind of hung around and then made a play on the ball, able to force a turnover.
Jump ball possession to the Panthers. Here's Kramer in the lane. Step through. Nice dish to Thompson. Ball pop free, though, and taken away by Ellie Wirtz. And Rempe nearly got another steal as Paige Joy didn't know she was there. Things settling in here. Minute gone by in the third quarter. Neither team has scored yet. It remains 40-21 Centralia. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers the entirety of this game thus far. Left wing it goes. Extended now. Eden Close on the left wing. Top of the key, Callan Baker. One of the four seniors on this roster for Clifton Clyde. Top of the key. Here's Joy. Right lane line. Turn around. Rattles over. Had to wait for a fat minute there, Boz, because that thing hung and hung and hung, and it dropped through.
With Paige Joy, she's a nice player for Clifton Clyde. Nice strong move there, and then able to reverse pivot back. Soft touch from the elbow.
Down to Haberkamp quickly. Nice dime there from Rempe. And the turnaround baseline J from Josie Haberkamp. 42-23, your score. 6:12 to go in the third quarter.
We'll talk about a soft touch. Josie Haberkamp, she's had three or four buckets from about that 10 to 12 foot range.
Left wing it goes. Eden Close. Down low to Paige Joy on the block. Thompson guarding her. Turnaround Jay. That one spins out of there. Rebound Kramer for Centralia. Moving right to left across your dial here in the second half. Left wing, Rempe. Locked, loaded. Hey, Keelan Rempe, her first triple of the game. She's got nine. So then all started. Hayden Kramer just aggressively attacked the left elbow. The help side defense came to her. Just a quick out. Excuse me, pass to the perimeter for another wide open three.
Man, Rempe's got you all choked up right now. It's
45-23, the largest lead of the game here for Centralia. A foul here on the Panthers. It'll go against Hayden Kramer. Just her first foul, team's first in the quarter.
Here's what I love about Centralia. Defensively, they play with such just, almost just angry defense. Like that time, Kramer dives to the deck. She knew she was going to get fouled. I don't care. This is my effort. I'm diving on the floor, and we're getting after it. We are frustrating our opponent.
Sebi Wirtz, top of the key, looking to pull the trigger. Gets a screen. Cannot. Good closeout by Kramer. Entry goes down low. Ripped away, though, by Josie Haberkamp. Too tall. You can't get it over one of the Twin Towers, Bob.
Nope. Not enough loft on that pass to get it into the paint. If you're going to throw over the top of Josie Haberkamp, you better have defensive or offensive positions way up the lane.
Here's Kramer, left wing. Head fakes on a three. Nice, easy blow by layup. Miss. Rebound gets her putback. No, but she's fouled. We'll go to the line for two. The three-point effort by Hayden Kramer this game set up that drive. Opportunity right there.
Yeah, the defense closed out so fast on her. She just gave a little head fake, and she's kind of got the defense on puppet strings right now.
Two shots here for Gibbs. First free throw attempts of the night. First one is good. 72% foul shooter on the season. Largest lead of the game now at 23. It's 46-23. Panthers doubling up the Eagles. Second free throw rattles home. We got a timeout. Timeout Centralia. 4:48 to go in the third period. The Panthers lead 47-23. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Clyde, Bill the Shark Gymnasium, 5th and Clyde High School. Centralia Panthers take a timeout. Coach Thompson just giving his girls a breather, I think, right now. Jacob Oz with you, Kirk Kilman back in the studio. 47-23 Panthers. You're dominant so far in this ballgame, Oz.
Yeah, all facets of the game. Offensively, they've executed well. They've gotten the shots that they wanted. Then defensively, just such tenacity. They're not letting Clifton Clyde do what they want offensively.
Full-court pressure being applied here by the Panthers out of the timeout, and yeah, near a steal here by Cora Thompson. Let's reset your lineups quickly here. Tava Gibbs, Josie Haberkamp, Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe. Cora Thompson starting five for the Panthers. Same starting five in the game as well for Clifton Clyde. Page Joy, Callan Baker, Eden Close, Ellie Wirtz, and Sebi Wirtz. Sebi with the right-handed dribble across the timeline. Step through her shot. Rejected by Hayden Kramer. Wirtz gets it back. Tries to drive baseline. Cut off by Gibbs. Sebi Wirtz scoreless here in the second half. He has 9 points in the game, averages 27 per contest. Yeah, look how frustrated offensively Clifton Clyde is right now. Paige Joy trying to drive on Kramer. Step through, shot no, but she's fouled by Kramer. And we'll go to the line to shoot a pair.
There's a little bit of panic in Clifton Clyde right now offensively because of the pressure that Centralia is applying to them. They're kind of shying away from contact. They're trying to dribble around things instead of attacking the rim.
Paige Joy to the line to shoot a pair. She's 72% on the season. First one. Rattles out of there. She's got 12 in the game to lead the Eagles in scoring. Maya Thanking. Elena Becker back into the ball game, replacing Hayden Kramer, Cora Thompson. 4:17 to go in the third. Second toss from Joy is good. So Paige with 13 in the game to lead the Eagles. But the deficit right now for Clifton Clyde is 23. It's 47-24. Panthers with the lead and the basketball. Haberkamp at the high post, trying to find Tanking, but overthrows her. And out of bounds, a turnover here on Centralia. That went
into the Panther bench. Yeah, Maya Tanking's not that tall. Josie kind of threw that like she was throwing to Tava Gibbs. Maya Tanking checking in at 5'4", not 6'. Debbie Wirtz, top of the key, guarded by Becker. Here comes a trap with Haber. Can deflection, steal. Rimpy's got it. Into the front court, right hand layup off the window. No, but she's fouled, and we'll go to the line for two. Boy, I was about to say, Josie Haberkamp, there was a high ball screen. Josie switched the screen, and then she trailed it to trap. And in my mind, I'm thinking, Josie, what are you doing? You're 30 feet away from the basket. Drop back to the paint. But it forced Debbie Wirtz to have to throw over that, which allowed Rimpy to run through the passing lane and get the steal. 55% foul shooter. Rimpy with 9 in the game. Misses the first. So if statistics tell us anything, Bosch, she'll make this one. And she does. Stats don't lie, my man.
They don't.
10 points of the game now for Rimpy. 3:46 to go. Panthers are doubling up the Eagles. It's 48-24. Wirtz, guarded by Melena Becker, who's done a phenomenal job when she's given Kramer a break. Entry down low, deflected out of bounds off Haberkamp. It'll stay Clifton Clyde basketball. You know, I talk a lot about Tava Gibbs and her motor, but right now, Josie Haberkamp all over the place. Again, the high ball screen, she goes to trap, pass comes to the near corner, Josie's all the way out at the top of the key, sprints down the paint, able to knock away the post-entry pass. Entry pass, deflected out of bounds, nice job there, Maya Tanking defensively. Clifton Clyde retains underneath their own basket. Haberkamp goes out, as does Rimpy, bringing back in Thompson and Kramer to join Gibbs, Tanking, and Becker. Here's an entry that goes into Sebi Wirtz. A foul will be called here on Melena Becker, her first personal 13. Paige Joy into the lane. Light block, spins around her defender, and Thompson floats it up. No. Rebound ripped down by Gibbs. 3:20, clock moving in this third period. 48-24, Panthers. Tanking on the right wing, dribbles in, head fakes on a 15-footer, needs help, finds Gibbs, who will reset offense out to Kramer. Hayden driving into the lane, spinning defenders, shot no, they're going to call a foul prior to on Clifton Clyde. This will go against Ellie Wirtz. For Hayden Kramer, she's just been so good tonight, just mixing up her game a little bit. You know, she's been outside the three-point line, knocked down threes, then she's got the defense guessing, is she going to shoot, then she drives and gets to the rim. Third foul on Ellie Wirtz. She checks out. Into the game again. It's Phoenix Burnett. Here's a shot up, missed by Melena Becker. Offensive rebound, Tava Gibbs off the window. Gets it home, Tava. The ninth offensive rebound for Centralia in this ballgame, the third in the second half. She's got 8. Panthers now 50-24 over Clifton Clyde. Wirtz can't get her 3 up. Gives it off. Callen Baker back to Sebi. She'll drive into the lane. Nice attack on the window. Shot goes through her first basket of the second half. And she's had to work and earn for every shot she's got.
She has. You know, last game we had Harper Wettstein of Troy, and those two are very similar. They both can score the ball really, really well, but they both finished extremely well at the rim.
Hayden Kramer finds Tava Gibbs wide open in the middle of the lane. Turnaround Jay is good. Here's Wirtz. 3 from the top of the key. Debbie Wirtz, 5 quick points, and a timeout on the floor for Clifton Clyde. The 30-second break will keep this one here. 2:20 to go in the third. 52-29, Centralia leading Clifton Clyde. And right now, in this style of a ball game, on the 23-point separation between these two, Centralia offensively seems like nothing can go wrong.
Yeah, they're getting just anything and everything they want offensively. On the flip side, Clifton Clyde, they are having to just scratch and claw for every point. They're not getting real clean looks at the basket. Debbie, you mentioned it. She's just having to work and earn every bucket she's got.
She has 14 now, but leading the way for this game, still Hayden Kramer, 19 first-half points. Has yet to score here in the second, but a couple of assists for Hayden Kramer on the onset. Timeout by Clifton Clyde. We resume action here. Centralia has Melena Becker, Maya Tanking, Cora Thompson, Tava Gibbs, and Hayden Kramer on the floor. Kramer with the basketball on the right wing. Outside, Melena Becker in the corner. Dish down low to Gibbs on the right block. Skips it out. Kramer head fakes on a 3. Drives to the free throw line. Now switches it up. Nice left lane line attack. Layup is good. Great handles there from Hayden Kramer.
Well, I don't know. Recent memory here watching a player that's been so good at slashing to the rim. She changes
direction so quickly. Gets the defense moving one way, stops on a dime, goes back the other way, and then finishes at the rim. Sevi Wirtz goes to the line for two here as her shot was rejected by Gibbs, but they call a foul with the body, and Wirtz buries the first one. 84% on the season. That was the third foul on Gibbs. So, hey, one tower goes out, one tower comes in. Haverkamp in for Gibbs. Good problem to have, your coach,
yeah,
Thompson.
Not,
huh?
Not a bad deal.
Second free throw by Wirtz is good. She's got the last now 7 points for the Eagles. 1:47 clock moving third quarter. 54-31 Centralia. High post flash here, Haverkamp, and a foul here going for the steal was Phoenix Burnett. Catches maybe a little bit of the wrist of Josie Haverkamp. First foul on Burnett. Both teams with four fouls in the quarter. 1:40 to go in the third. Here's tanking in the corner, falling out of bounds, but kicks it back into Belinda Becker. The reset offense, top of the key between the rings. It's Hayden Kramer, left-handed dribble, looking to slash like Boz just referenced. Now Becker, nice dish down low. Thompson from 6 feet, off the rim, no. Rebound, Belinda Becker, put back, no! Gets her offensive rebound again, though. Puts it up, now one goes through, put a foul. Belinda Becker, this effort, just go to the line for an and one.
Well, I don't know if you can hear the crowd over the radio, but I think the crowd is absolutely excited, not necessarily just the basket that was made, but the effort. Two offensive rebounds. Melena Becker comes flying in, grabs the first one, misses the shot, stays with it, and gets the second one and the and one. 66% foul shooter. She's got seven in the game now.
Lead is now 26, largest of the game. Sevi Wirtz looking to drive left lane. Line cut off there by Melena. Wirtz frustrated right now. Minute five to go in this third quarter. Melena Becker still guarding. Sevi Wirtz, excuse me, has not moved from the middle of the floor right now. Dish it off to Paige Joy. Right lane line. Kick out three on the way by Callan Baker. It's good. Her first three of the game. First points as well. And with under 50 seconds to go in the quarter, it's now 57-34 Panthers. Tanking on the left wing, out to Kramer. Right corner it goes, Belinda Becker. She's wide open. The student section behind her wanted her to shoot it, but they keep running offense. Here's Haverkamp. Free throw line jumper, no good, and Belinda Becker goes for the rebound, and picks up a foul as she hits Sevi Wirtz, and I think Sevi Wirtz might have a bloody nose.
Yeah, she got popped in the face pretty hard.
She would be the free throw shooter because it is. And I think Coach Wirtz is going to have to take a timeout to try and allow Sevi to get that blood stoppage in order to let her shoot the free throws. So a full timeout. We'll take a tight 30. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 57-34 Centralia. Back after this here on 92.1 KMZA.
Step right up. Don't slip. Don't stumble. Get your floor. That's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk. Come dance inside. New floor so smooth you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. Come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now. 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
Still in the timeout right now. Sevi Wirtz trying to get that nosebleed to stop. I think they got it stopped, but we've still got a few seconds here before we resume play. It's Jake and Bob's with you out here in Clyde. Kirk Hillman back at the studio. 57-34 Centralia dominating 5th and Clyde in this 1A Division I girls substate final. Boz, and we were just talking off air about Melena Becker, what she's meant to this team, not only all season, but especially here today.
Yeah, she is. I mean, I wasn't even paying attention, sorry. I was watching Sevi Wirtz. They can't get her nosebleed to stop. She's got tissues jammed up both nostrils, and they're trying to get it stopped, but it just won't. She got hit. She took a shot from Becker going for the offensive rebound.
And
it's egregious.
And I'm sorry to interrupt,
yeah,
but how about the sportsmanship right now? Because Centralia now is going to take a timeout. Coach Thompson, it's always, you were just talking about how they can't get the blood to stop, and so now Centralia takes a timeout to try and extend this break to get this nose boot stopped. So,
yeah, very cool to be seeing. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a tough kid right now in Sevi Wirtz trying to get this nosebleed stopped. She would be the one to shoot the two free throws. We'll keep this one here if you haven't noticed already. But still 29 seconds to go. Haven't missed anything on the floor. 57-34 is the trade, but I was asking you about Melaina Becker.
Yeah.
And what she's meant here in this game.
Well, Melaina Becker's been phenomenal defensively and on the offensive glass. Those are things that you don't get a lot of hype about, you know, being a rebounder or playing great defense. But when you put Melaina Becker, who's 5'10", every bit of 5'10", I think, on Sevi Wirtz, the point guard for Clifton Clyde, Melaina's been guarding her the majority of this game and has, shut down Sevi Wirtz, but has held her in check for the most part.
Absolutely. Good to see that the bleeding was stopped, and Wirtz steps in and knocks down the first free throw.
Those are tough when you take a shot right in the nose, too, because your eyes start watering. You can't see anything. You've got blood coming down your face.
Second free throw by Wirtz is good, and she'll come out of the game now. But, again, I want to emphasize the sportsmanship there. Coach Kyron Wirtz here took one timeout. Coach Thompson for Centralia said, hey, I'll take a timeout here to try and help you guys get that blood stop. And she goes out right now to try and get that stop, even close back in. Centralia with the basketball. 20 seconds to go here in this third quarter, up by 21. Kramer. Between the rings. Running her on the floor, Melaina Becker, Cora Thompson, Maya Tanking, and Josie Haverkamp. Here's Tanking, elevates from the elbow, shot rejected, 7 seconds. Haverkamp's wide open for three, that's short. Rebound fought for, Eden Close comes away with it. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Coming up the floor, Caden Callen Baker doesn't know how much time's left, and we've reached the end of the third period. Your score as we head to the fourth and final quarter of play. Centralia 57, Clifton Clyde 36, back after this timeout. On the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the quarter timeout, it's Clifton Clyde with the basketball. Still no Sevi Wirtz as the bleeding cannot be stopped in this game right now. The bleeding can't be stopped. Centralia leading 57-36. Dominant performance here in this 1A D1 girls substate final. Jacob Oz with you. Back at the studios is Kurt Kilman. Get a stoppage on the floor. A foul here on Cora Thompson. That'll be her first personal. And Sevi Wirtz able to check back into the game here now for the Eagles. A deep two is good. Put on the line for Sevi Wirtz. And you know you're a pure shooter when you can come right off the bench to do that.
Yeah, she's just like, right, this is just a hindrance, a little nuisance, my nosebleed. It's not going to stop me from scoring.
Kramer, she'll fire from the left wing, and Hayden Kramer's night continues. 5 in the second half. She now has 24 in the game. 60-38. Panthers leading the Eagles.
Well, it's been a fun thing to watch. Hayden Kramer tonight, Sevi Wirtz just going both slow for blow.
Entry down low to Wirtz, and Kramer picks up the foul, and there's one thing that Hayden's done in the second half. She scored 5, but she's picked up 3 fouls. Coach Thompson telling her that don't go topside, stay below her next time. Clifton Clyde triggered in, and he throw a basket. They throw it away. Taken away by Keelan Rempe for the Panthers looking to push. Keelan across the sideline, needs help, finds Kramer, right wing, drives in, kicks it out, now left wing. Gibbs from 15, no. Haverkamp, rebound, putback, still no. Gibbs, another rebound, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Offensive rebound after offensive rebound.
It's been their story tonight. That is number 13 offensive boards.
Gibbs to the line to shoot a pair. 72% on the season. 2 for 2 on the day. Make it 3 for 3. Now 11 in the game for Tava. Second toss is true. 12 in the game for Gibbs.
Panthers lead is 20, back up to 24, 62-38. Just under 7 minutes to go in this one. Clifton Clyde in the front court. Ball deflected, taken away. Turnover. Thompson in the front court. Cora, layup. It's good. First bucket of the game for Cora Thompson, and now all starting five for Centralia in the scorebook.
Yeah, just great defense again. It doesn't matter what Centralia is doing. They just seem to be all over the place. Like they got eight girls out on the floor at one time.
Debbie Wirtz, nice up and under move. Shot missed. Rebound tapped out. Picked up by Paige Joy. Offensive rebound here for the Eagles. Step back three on the way. Missed by Wirtz. Rebound picked up by Thompson. Over to Kramer. 6:15 clock moving here in this final quarter of play. Gibbs on the right wing. Top of the key, Rempe is. Centralia takes the air out of the basketball a little bit. Kramer trying to drive baseline, and a foul will be called on Paige Joy, who disagrees. Well, Centralia is going to go back to state, Bonds. They are going to head back to state, which I love. It's great to see. This is a team that works so hard. Again, it's tough when you got that target on your back. You win a state title a year ago. You lose the likes of Owen Peters. This team's going to do it. You know, and I wonder with Centralia, I'm sure they hear that a lot. You know, like Owen Peters, she was, I wouldn't say a lot, but she was.
Yeah.
So I think you have a little chip on your shoulder a little bit if you're these other guards saying, hey, we can still win games. We can still win titles without Owen Peters. Yeah, I'm sure they're not upset about it, but that's something that you almost feel like that they come out this season to prove we're still here. And Owen, one of their biggest fans,
yeah,
keeping tabs on them all season long, encouraging them as well. Clifton Clyde with the basketball in the front court. 5:20 to go in the ball game. 64-38, Panthers with the lead. Paige Joy on the right wing, guarded by Gibbs, looking to drive. Dava cuts her off, down to the right block. Turn around and nearly a turnover, but Callan Baker picks it up. Thought about firing a D3, but gives it off to Sevy Wirtz. Sevy, little hesitation, tries to go baseline. Turnaround fader. Wow.
Sevy Wirtz.
She has a complete game. She can drop, knock down three-point shots. She can shoot mid-range jumpers. She can attack, slash to the rim, and finish. But then we just saw her pull a little reverse pivot, little fadeaway. She's got 13 in the game. A shot missed by Kiz. Rebound by Clifton Clyde. Here comes Wirtz. Pulls up for three. It's good.
Bubble.
16 in the second half. Now in this ball game, she's got 25, just 2 points away from her season average. What looked like was never going to happen, but Sebi able to pour it in. Panthers within 21, or up by 21, excuse me, 4:20 to go. Here's Haverkamp, turnaround fader, no. Rebound close for the Eagles, and a foul here by Haverkamp. And Sebi Wirtz not happy with that bump from Joseph.
Yeah, Dava turns around and tells everybody, like, hey, let's just settle down a little bit.
You know, it's fun to watch, though, when Sevy, and it doesn't matter, not Sevy Wirtz, any player, when they start feeling it, and it's just automatic, easy. That's what you're seeing from Sevy Wirtz right now. Timeout by Clifton Clyde. We'll keep this one here, Kurt, because we're good on breaks, and Boz and I, we love to talk.
Yeah, we do.
Gives us a chance to talk about the little things going around the area as well. 4:15 to go on this one. Timeout set to Clyde, their final of the game. 64-43, Centralia with the lead. Probably jump out early. They get that separation to keep the foot on the gas pedal. And, again, I want to say they're going back to Dodge with the new format. They're going to have to go somewhere else first and then win the quarterfinal. That'll be next Wednesday, depending upon where they end up.
Yeah, and I like Centralia's I like their team. I like their odds, if you want to call it that. With everything that they have on this team, it's not just one player, it's not just two. I mean, they've got 5, 6, 7 girls on this team that all contribute different roles. You got size with Dava Gibbs, Josie Haverkamp. You got Melena Becker, who's a 5'10 girl coming out guarding a point guard. Defensively, their intensity, their tenacity, they've got all the pieces to go very deep in the state tournament again this year.
We resume action now. We're setting your lineup here. Melena Becker, Keelan Rempe, Josie Haverkamp, Cora Thompson, Maya Tanking in the game for the Panthers. Clifton Clyde with their starting five. Joy Baker, close, Wirtz, and Wirtz. Here's a ball deflected by Rempe out of bounds. It'll be Clifton Clyde basketball from the sideline right in front of their bench. More subs coming in. Hey, Kramer, Dava Gibbs back in. Thompson and Haverkamp will go out. 3:54 to go in this one. And, yeah, Vazzy, we talked about it a lot on our show about the new format and everything, but the quarterfinal, to tell you what the record that they have, they're going to be a top four seed in the state tournament. So, respectively, they're going to be able to play a little bit closer to home than Dodge City for that first round stake. Yeah, they will. And, you know, we're just kind of still figuring this thing out with the quarterfinal sites. I think it's going to be a good thing. I think the fan base is going to like it. It's more last minute than we've ever had before. Yeah, no doubt about it. And here we got a shot missed and a rebound tie up between Gibbs and Paige Joy. And Joy hits the deck hard. Good to see her get up, but she's in some pain right now. But she's able to get up and jog it off. And the sub has come in. Joy will go out. Back in is Eden Close. That's maybe something we haven't talked a whole lot about with the Centralia team. The physicality of this team.
I was just going to write that down. I think we've said about every other adjective to describe this team, but physicality. I mean, it's not malicious stuff. They play extremely hard. They're not afraid to run through somebody to go after the ball. Foul here on Sevy Wirtz. Centralia will reset underneath their own basket.
Tanking, Rempe, Gibbs, Becker, Kramer on the floor. Rempe in the corner, fires a three, trying to get her fourth of the game. Bell, but we'll call it a pass to Kramer, who lays it up and in.
Exactly what it was. It was a pass. She knew that Kramer was right on the backside of the rim waiting for it.
We give that assist right there. Sevy Wirtz stepped through, shot missed. White of Becker, rebound, ball free, picked up, shot up, missed by Ellie Wirtz. And she'll go to the line for two. But back to my question, are you giving an assist for that?
No, that was a shot. We can call it that.
Okay.
If I had shot it, I would have said it was a pass.
But you're my official statistician, so
yeah.
I just needed to make sure.
Yeah, no. No assist.
Foul there on Becker. Free throw missed by Ellie Wirtz. One more upcoming. Claire Heinen will check into the game for the first time. Senior for the Centralia Panther team. Tava Gibbs will go out. Second free throw from Ellie is good. Her first point of the game. So no Thompson, no Gibbs, no Haverkamp on the floor for the Panthers. Becker, Heinen, Tanking, Kramer, and Rempe. There's Tanking on the right wing. It's a screen for Becker. Passes it off to Kramer again. No shot clock. Don't forget that here in postseason. Into the lane. Kramer steps out near side. Pass to Rempe. She'll fire a three. Got him. Even Rempe can fire it from deep. That's four triples in this game.
Hey, that's the shooter's mentality. She shot a terrible ball last possession.
Not that you worry about that. I catch this one. I'm going to knock it down. 69-44. So tell you what the lead. Here's a pass. Back cut. No. But it's knocked out of bounds by Rempe.
You know, I talked about defense intensity. The dribbler offense would pick up the ball at the top of the key. Everybody else for Centralia denying the pass, not letting Sevy Wirtz find anybody to get it to.
There's an entry pass. Sevy Wirtz has it, dribbles it back out between the arc. Now drives in the lane, throws up a shot. There'll be a blocking foul here on Maya Tanking. Boz, you thought a little bit different.
I thought that was a charge. I thought Maya did a really nice job getting position. Sevy Wirtz kind of jumped up, floating through the air, came down on top of Tanking, but they did call a block.
Two free throws here for Sevy, and these are almost automatic.
Yes, they are.
84% on season, and full line change here for the Panthers. Nate Kramer out. Steven Rempe out. Melina Becker out. Bringing in Kyra Niehus, another senior, onto the floor. Also in for the first time, Taryn Osterhaus. Sophomore for the first time in this ballgame, and Kaya Franklin, sophomore for the Panthers. Here's a three up, blocked by Clifton Clyde, knocked out of bounds. It'll go to the Eagles as the hustle there by Heinen couldn't save it in. You like to see a Kyra Niehus, man. She got the ball, boss. She goes, hey, I'm going to fire it up.
Absolutely. I'm going to pull the trigger. She waited just a little, about 2 seconds too long before she decided to shoot it.
Wirtz drives into the lane, shot. Up and through, Sevy Wirtz. And now she gets a steal. Sevy, turnaround Jay on the right block is good. Just keep on writing twos by Sevy Wirtz's name right now. 69-50, 1:50 to go in this one. In the right corner, ball deflected and kept alive here by Niehaus. Ball is now loose again. Heinen diving for it. It's a turnover on the Panthers. It goes back to Cliff to Clyde. And Coach Thompson saying, you got to hang on to the ball.
Got to be strong with the ball.
1:37 to go. Coming out for the final time, Phoenix Burnett. She is substituted out by Coach Wirtz, a senior for this Cliff to Clyde team, as emotions start to fill in. Here's Sebi. Steps into a long three, and she's going to be fouled here by Maya Tank. He misses the three, but Maya, my oh my, that's three free throws coming for Sebi Wirtz. And 90 seconds to go, 19-point game, Bob. She makes these three. It's a 16-point game. We've seen crazier things happen.
We have seen some crazy stuff. Well, and I think Cliff and Clyde's starting to get ready to bring in some of their substitutions.
Yep, Jayla Robbins, a senior, will be going out for the final time as Nellie Fahey, a freshman, will come in. I got a feeling that Sevi, a senior, will not want to come out until this game hits zeros.
Yeah, I would agree.
Goes 3-for-3 from the line, does Sevi. At this point, I can't tally how many points she's got. She's got over 30, I know that. 69-53, Centralia with the lead. Minute 20 to go here in this one. A steal by Wirtz. Sevi, tanking, gets back defensively, but not in time. Sevi, another layup. She's got to put this Eagles team on her back. A minute 15 to go. Another turnover by Clifton Clyde. Or by Centralia, excuse me. Clifton Clyde gets it, and a foul here.
And back come in the starters.
Yep. Coach Thompson not happy with what he's seeing, and so the starting five will come back in, and Clifton Clyde is going to be bringing back in their starters. This was a 28-point game not too long ago. Then Sevi Wirtz literally has put this Eagles team on her back. You know, Coach Thompson trying to do what you see so many times, bring in the subs, allow for them to have some playing time. But you want to be sure right now.
Well, yeah, you can't leave anything to chance here. A 13-point lead. You were up, what did you say, 26?
28.
28 points.
Wirtz, second free throw. She's made two. And we got another substitution, but Coach has pulled Sevi out. Sevi Wirtz's night is done. Ellie Wirtz comes in, and her amazing career. Joe Thompson now is probably thinking, okay, I didn't need to bring my starters back in.
Yeah, well, you just got to be sure.
12-point lead here for Centralia. 1 minute to go. And Coach Thompson, I saw him directing traffic with these girls. He said, we want to just hold the ball.
Yeah.
So Kramer is doing just that. Over to Rempe. You can't knock the absolute tenacity of Sevi Wirtz,
yeah,
the effort that she put out for them.
Well, because what happens a lot of times, whenever you see the first wave of kind of substitutions come in, the game is, if not conceded, but you see the other team kind of start, just they accept that as well.
Sure.
Not Sevi Wirtz. I bet she had five steals in the last 45 seconds of this game.
Centralia just dribbling this ball out right now. 25 seconds, all that remains. And then that foul will be called here on Clifton Clyde trying to reach in. This is a 14 foul, but 22 seconds left. Centralia will be going to the state tournament. Where that site is, we won't know until tomorrow in the afternoon. We'll know seeds probably after midnight tonight. Panthers triggered in, still in the front court. Panther faithful come to their feet. And they're doing their little chant lines. Who rocks the house? The Panthers rock the house here at Clyde today. 5 seconds, all that remains. Kramer will just hold it. Your final score from Clyde, the Centralia Panthers going back to the state tournament once again to defend their state title from a season ago. Your final score, Centralia 69, Clifton Clyde 57. The Bianco's Real Estate Postgame Show coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
A good business partner stands by your side through thick and thin. Ag Partners Co-op is a farmer-owned, full-service cooperative providing products and services in the areas of agronomy, energy, grain marketing, feed, tires, and crop insurance. Ag Partners is deeply rooted in the communities they call home and take pride in doing business based on their core values of honesty, integrity, and teamwork. Work with a team that is committed to helping you succeed and achieve your goals on farm and in the marketplace. Your partner in ag through thick and thin. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your communities. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate granite or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
We're back one final time to Clyde, America. Phil Bouchard Gymnasium, 1A D1 Girls Substate Finals here today, and it was all Centralia here tonight in the nightcap of our two-game doubleheader. Earlier tonight, Wabunsee defeated Troy 47-37, but here in this one, Centralia, the final score is not indicative of how this game went. Centralia wins at 69-57, the final score. However, the Panthers led by as many as 28 in this ball game, and down the stretch, a lot of turnovers by Centralia. Sevy Wirtz got rolling once Coach Dusty Thompson brought in some of the reserves, and that's when you saw this game get a little bit tighter. About a minute to go, Sevy Wirtz checked out. What a game that she had. What an amazing career. She leads all classes, points per game average, and she exceeded that, had just 9 at the break. We'll tell you her final numbers here in just a second. But, Boz, are you able to take a quick break to give me your quick rundown here? Do you want to keep doing your math?
No, I can get to the math here in a minute.
Okay.
Or do you want me to go through stuff?
This ball game was one that Centralia took the beginning part of this game. Really started out early, 7-0 run, timeout, Clifton Clyde, but they just never looked back.
Yeah, I really believe it was about the first 4 minutes of this ball game. We knew what we were in for, and I think since Clifton Clyde kind of got a taste of what they were in for as well. Centralia was just tenacious on defense. They played with high energy really the whole game, but that first 4 minutes was kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Defensively, they were just on fire, and then offensively, they shot the ball really, really well. They took really good shots. There wasn't anything that they were really forcing or throwing up bad shots. They were efficient offensively. And they kind of did it at both ends tonight. Just a really good, complete game from Centralia.
No doubt about it. Again, final score 69-57. Not truly indicative of what this game really was. Centralia led by as many as 28 in that fourth quarter. But a dominant performance. The Panthers are going back to the state tournament. Final scoring tally. We'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard like we always do. Sevy Wirtz. Unbelievable second half. 26 points in the second half alone. Finishes with 35. Again, she came into this game average per game, leader across all classifications, and her career comes to a close as the Eagles fall to 18-9 and their season comes to an end. But what an amazing career for Sevy Wirtz. She's been fun to see what she's done in a Clifton Clyde uniform. Her career ends with 35 tonight in the loss. Paige Joy, 13 points. Then it drops off. Callum Baker just 3, Eden Close with 2, Ellie Wirtz with 1. Different story for the Panthers as they had 3 players in double figures, led by the junior point guard Hayden Kramer,
26 in the game for Hayden, including 19 of those in the first half. She had 4 three-pointers in the ball game as well for the junior guard for Centralia. 13 for Keelan Rempe, 4 threes for the junior guard as well. Tava Gibbs with 12 on the night, 9 for Josie Haberkamp, 7 for Milena Becker, and then 2 for Cora Thompson. So all-starter 5 get in the score column. But, you know, if you'd have told me that Gibbs and Haberkamp combined for 21, you know, I'd be kind of like, okay, what was the final score? How many points did they score? Hayden Kramer really, really just got this team going and kept that team on her back most of the night.
She did. I mean, she just established herself on the offensive end of the court early in the ball game, just knocking down shots. And I alluded to it a bunch during the game. And I was a guard. I played basketball. And you feel like if you can knock down a couple shots early, it just opens up your bag of tricks, you know, what you can do. Because now the defense is, they got to come out on you, you little head fake. And now you kind of got them. And that's what we saw from Hayden Kramer, a little head fake, and then she'd drive right by people, get downhill, finish at the rim. She had a couple mid-range jumpers, some floaters in the paint. She was on fire tonight. Spectacular night for her. Again, 26 points. Mentioned Owen Dieters in the house right now on the floor, celebrating with her former teammates with this sub-state championship here this evening as well. All right, Boz, other statistics before we get into our Farmer State Bank player to bank on here tonight.
Well, really, this game, I think it was one we talked about defensively for Centralia, the trouble that they caused Cliff and Clyde. And it really looks, on paper, it doesn't look that bad. When you sat here and watched it, you kind of felt like Cliff and Clyde probably had 30 turnovers in the game, but they only had 16.
Right.
I say only. That's,
sure.
That's more than you would want, obviously, from a team that only turns the ball over
13 times
a game.
Yeah.
So a little higher than normal, but Centralia just forced them offensively to get uncomfortable. They never really settled in to a rhythm. One of the big statistics that jumps off the page, they out-rebounded Centralia out-rebounded Clifton Clyde 25-12.
Shoot.
14 of those were offensive rebounds.
Shoot.
I didn't tally points off of offensive rebounds, but I would say an easy 10.
Yeah.
There were several and ones off of offensive rebounds. Centralia shot the ball extremely well, 55% from the field. Clifton Clyde, their final statistics are a little better, I think, than the way the game went. They ended the game 21-39 for 54%, but that also counts about 6 layups late in the game where Sevy Wirtz got steals and layups. So,
right.
Centralia just really good across the board tonight in all facets.
No doubt about it. The Panthers will be a top 4 seed in the Class 1A Division 1 Girls State Tournament next week, meaning that with the new change in the state tournament, the quarterfinal round, you will be playing relatively closer to home. Centralia faithful, what does that mean? It means you could be playing in Emporia or even Salina rather than going all the way to Dodge City or Wichita or Kansas City for your opening round game. That would be my guess, my best guess of where Centralia will end up, either Emporia or Salina on Wednesday next week for their state tournament quarterfinal game. That means then they would play, if they win that, Friday and Saturday out in Dodge City for the final semifinals and final round of the 1A-D1 state tournament. But this is a team, Boz, that tried to defend their state crown from a season ago, and you referenced they've got all the pieces to do just that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. In between the games, I went down to the concession stand. I got to eat. You know,
sure.
I got to eat some food. So met a Centralia fan down there that the first thing they said to me is, how good is Little River? And I think this has been on people's minds probably the majority of this season. I think folks want a rematch.
Sure.
I think Centralia or Little River felt like last year was their year. And Centralia said, no. We're going to go ahead and win a state title. And I know Little River is really good, and there's a bunch of games before that, but kind of have that kind of highlighted as a potential state championship game.
Little River defeated Centralia 20-24 in the semifinal round. Centralia then goes on to take third in state that year. Last year, it was Centralia, Little River in the state title. Centralia wins that game 50-43 to win the state championship. By the way, the rematch from this season between Clifton Clyde and Centralia earlier this year, it was a 40-29 game back in January.
Yeah.
Flip of the script as far as scoring-wise for both of these teams as Centralia wins it tonight, 69
257. Our Farmer State Bank player to bank on tonight, presented by the Farmer State Bank in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega Boz. Bankwithfarmers.com. Tell me, who do you got tonight for your player to bank?
You know, this one, I always struggle with this because I give it to six, seven different players. But tonight, he's
Hayden Kramer.
Got to.
You have to.
I mean, she came out absolutely on fire, knocking down shots. 19 points in the first half. She was deadly from behind the arc. That opened up the rest of her game, getting to the rim. 26 overall. She had herself a night.
19 in the first half. 26 for the game. Your Farmer State Bank player to bank on, Hayden Kramer of the Panthers. And then briefly here, Kurt, then we'll let you get off to your evening. And those of you as well listening at home, last check scores from around the area. 2A boys, St. Mary's was dominating Caraparavel. Rossville boys in that 2A sub-state already going to the state tournament. Hiawatha and Marysville. Last check, Hiawatha leading 30-23 at the end of that third period. Earlier today in 3A girls, Silver Lake beat Riley County 56-41. Earlier here in 1A D1 girls, it was Wabunsee defeating Troy 47-37. Atchison, the Phoenix, beat Hayden in comeback fashion in 4A boys 68-67 in that ball game. Hanover, you heard it on 92.1 here earlier. Crandon Prophet on the call in Wakefield. Hanover upends Axtell in the 1A D2 girls sub-state final, 43-35. What a comeback effort by the Lady Eagles in that one. They were down 17-1 at one point in that ballgame to make it interesting. Got within two in the fourth quarter earlier today. So those are a breakdown again. MSCSports.net, your number one source for local sports information for Northeast Kansas. For Kurt Kilman in the studio, my partner, Boz, this is Jake. Hope you have a great weekend. Go to MSCSports.net. Tomorrow we'll have all the state brackets ready to rock and roll for you. And let's go party at state. Get more state titles home to Northeast Kansas. Thanks for tuning in here on 92.1 KMZA. This.